Let's move on to the next case. This is a young patient, 33 years old, who actually presented when she was pregnant, 8 weeks pregnant. So she's HER2 positive also, ER positive,
yeah,
HER2
triple
positive.
Triple positive. And she presented with an infraclavicular lymph node. She presented with serious disease. This 33-year-old premenopausal woman, she's gravida 1, para 1, and she presents 8 weeks pregnant with a triple positive breast cancer, 3 centimeters in her breast with palpable infraclavicular lymphadenopathy, and the limited staging that could be done in pregnancy didn't show any obvious metastasis. And this is a very difficult situation because it's certainly a locally advanced breast cancer and the woman's life is definitely threatened and she's only 8 weeks pregnant. And we're going to want to get trastuzumab going as soon as possible. You know, it's not too much of a problem to wait till second trimester to begin neoadjuvant chemotherapy, but I would be looking to get trastuzumab, in her case, pertuzumab, going, and we certainly don't have the safety data giving those agents in the second trimester, so we're kind of stuck. You know, I've taken care of, Neil, many, many patients over the years who, even though they have a very serious breast cancer, are very adamant that they would not be terminating pregnancy. So I've certainly worked in a situation many times where you need to start chemotherapy second trimester, which I certainly feel comfortable doing, doxorubicin, cyclophosphamide with or without 5-fluorouracil. And that's what I would do if somebody declined to terminate pregnancy. This woman did terminate the pregnancy and therefore was able to get going, in her case, on docetaxel, carboplatin, and trastuzumab. I would have added the pertuzumab preoperatively in the U.S., given the, you know, opportunity to do so. One of the things that I'm very aware of in these very young women with triple-positive breast cancer, particularly if they are more virulent, hers only had a Ki-67 of 7%, which is interesting. It was slow, you know, if that particular biopsy of the tumor was representative of the entire cancer. But I'm very aware of the need for ovarian suppression in these very young women. We know from the SOFT trial that women under the age of 35 do very poorly with suboptimal endocrine therapy. And in a woman so young, the TCHP, even though you get some ovarian suppression from the carboplatin and to a lesser extent from the docetaxel, I don't know that that's going to be super adequate to suppress her ovary. So I always think about adding an LHRH agonist to the preoperative therapy in such patients. Having said that, the NSABP B52 randomized patients in this situation, premenopausal, ER positive, HER2 positive patients, to receive preoperative chemotherapy and anti-HER2 based therapy with or without an LHRH agonist and had pathologic complete response as the primary endpoint. And there was no difference in pathologic complete response rate with the LHRH agonist versus not. However, I'm not sure that pathologic complete response is the best endpoint for these young patients.